I'm Kate Remington, and I'm talking with Eckhart Proy, the music director of the Stanford Symphony Orchestra, about the concerts this weekend, Saturday, February 8th, and Sunday, February 9th, at the Palace Theater. And Eckhart, as always, it is so nice to have a chance to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
You've got a really wonderful program for this series of concerts with the Schumann Cello Concerto, featuring Caroline Stinson, who's a fabulous cellist, as well as the orchestra playing music of Aaron J. Kernis and Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. And he, I bet, is a composer that is going to be a discovery for a lot of listeners.
I think so. Not many people know his name anymore, or maybe they recognize his name but don't know the music. This is our tribute to Black History Month, and also part of the kind of rediscovery of composers. We also feature, of course, a contemporary composer, Aaron J. Kernis, with his Musica Coelestis, and so we're trying to cover a lot of bases here, where we're trying to rediscover composers, we're trying to discover composers, and then of course also play composers that we love and that we know very well, like Schumann and Mozart.
Well, what's interesting about Coleridge Taylor Perkinson is that his parents just must have known he was going to be a composer, because they named him after the British black composer Coleridge Taylor, Samuel Coleridge Taylor. So that's kind of a high bar to set for a kid, I guess. It's just, we know you're going to be a composer.
Well, I think that when you become a composer, you usually know it pretty early on. I knew very early on what I wanted to become, too early almost. And I think that also with composers, it's the same thing. Now, if your parents put a pressure on you, that can go two ways. But I think if they instill the passion for music the right way, then I think this might be actually very, very beneficial, because the earlier you start, when you're still creative and uninhabited, and you don't know everything that you have to follow, you know, you don't know the footsteps that you have to actually fill. That's kind of an interesting concept too.
Well, you've also chosen music by Aaron J. Kernis. We touched on this, his Musica Coelestis. And I think what's interesting about Kernis is that he says he really appreciates music kind of pre-20th century. And this work really harkens back almost to medieval music. There's a kind of a sparseness to it.
It is actually amazing how many contemporary composers, also nowadays, you know, the younger generation, the after Kernis generation, the 20-year-olds, are still inspired by this very early Baroque music. You know, if it's Ades or Muli, they all have pieces that they base on Baroque music. There is something about Baroque music that, which is of course eternal, and something that is so pure. I think it really speaks directly to people. And Kernis here actually does it kind of twofold. It has a medieval feel to it, but it also has kind of a Barber Adagio feel to it. And that's actually one spot which is actually directly almost taken from the Barber Adagio. This monumental build up and this huge tension that is there, and this long chord, and then it just all breaks up, and it's just phenomenal. And he kind of copies that in this piece, but of course it has a quite different setup, where it's really about the medieval concept of heavenly music. You know, the angels in heaven singing praise of God without end. And I think that's what it all starts out. But even heaven might not be all light and bright and fun.
Yeah, there are some shadows in this work that just really make it interesting. And it's a nice complement to the Shostakovich Chamber Symphony that's also on the program. And that's
it. It is the exact opposite, actually, I think, in many ways. You know, which is interesting is that Shostakovich wrote this piece, which is based on his string quartet in Dresden. And actually, he walked among the ruins in Dresden, apparently, and was so devastated by the scenes that he saw. And the guest conductor of this program, Eckhard Stier, is from Dresden. Actually, we met in Dresden. We went to the same boys' choir in Dresden for 8 years. He's a couple years younger than I am. And so I think there's a direct link between the conductor and Shostakovich and this piece to this hometown Dresden, and then of course it explores a lot of the soul that we usually don't want to explore, and Shostakovich always talks about how he was crying when he was composing it, and then crying again when he tried to play it a couple of months later, and I think it really touches some depth of the soul that needs to be soothed afterwards, and hence, at the end of the program we have Mozart, which is so that you have the heavenly kind of singing of Curtis at the beginning of the program, and you finish with Mozart, so that the book ends are something very uplifting and very soothing and very 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 positive, because you need to get out of that Shostakovich low. But a low is a thrilling thing. This drama is one of the, it's one of the most thrilling you can ever get and experience.
Well, it's like the catharsis that you get with Shakespeare or with a Greek tragedy, and it's you're in a safe space in a way listening to it in the concert hall, and that's the thing that always just really affects me about Shostakovich's music, is the depth of feeling, and he makes me find places that I didn't know existed in myself, and then come back out of it afterwards. It's very profound.
And he was, of course, able to do that, I think, because of his life experience. That what he went through translates directly into his music. And in that case, it's a kind of almost like a modern-day Beethoven, where Beethoven's personal experiences are expressed in his music. And I think Shostakovich is exactly the same way. It's just a little bit different experiences than Beethoven. And that's why they are so human and so deep and so direct. And so, it's something you can't imitate. Shostakovich is one of those people like Beethoven, you just can't imitate, because it's it's born out of very unique circumstances.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a powerful, powerful program. And Eckhart, thank you so much for talking about it just a little bit today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.